Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined once again by Colin Bird, who's Executive Chairman at Extract Resources. How are you today, Colin?
Good, thank you. And you, Zach?
I'm doing fine. We don't talk about the weather here in London at the moment because it's definitely autumnal, but I'm sure it's much nicer where you are. And you've got news today regarding Extract.
Yeah, it's boiling where we are, and the news on Extract is very good. It's I guess it's mission accomplished for the two peripheral sites at Manica that we wanted to, where the gold is free milling, and to bring into production either open cast, underground, or combination, is evident, and of course doesn't fall within the main plan of Fairbride and Dostluck. So yes, to us it's a very hopeful to our shareholders as well. It's a very good announcement, and it marks quite a bit of negotiation. First of all, identification of who you're going to work with. Can they do it? Can't they do it? Have they experience of doing it? Can they work in Mozambique? Have they got a good reputation? Going through all of that, and then of course going through a deal. It always brings its own problem, but I'm glad to say both Guy Fawkes and Borex Browns are now secured.
And what difference does this make in terms of the overall picture that we already knew at Extract?
Well, we told our market, we told the market and our shareholders that we would like to work the free milling gold areas, which are outside of Fairbride and outside of Dostluck. What it means is that the quicker to bring into production, which is good, they're highly selective in their mining approach. The Chinese are extremely good at that. And I don't want to use these words, but they are applicable. It was always been on my radar screen, but the coronavirus and not being able to get the Fairbride operation going quite as fast as we like, well, as fast as we'd like, this certainly bridges the gap, and it's not small either. You know, I mean, this should be a significant bridge, because the existing alluvials, they're going to they continue probably till March, April next year. The Guy Fawkes, the guys are coming on the ground. Our partners, our contractors are coming on the ground, starting and at it, and doing some prep mining and building their plant as they do the initial mining. Now, of course, in comes Borex Browns. So, what it in simple terms, what it represents more is more gold, and more gold represents more money. And it's not as though they. That's why I said I don't like. You know, when I said I don't like using the word bridge, because I think I used it in a recent interview with you, and it was taken wrongly that they were short duration and would expire pretty rapidly. No, the reality of these deposits is that Guy Fawkes especially is pretty well drilled, and that's got 1.1 million tonnes with a propensity for another million tonnes to the east. So that's a big project which can grow organically, if you like. You know, they'll get down there, they'll find the veins, and the operation will grow as further discovery. And it's not unusual. You know, it's happened in the UK at those Wheel Jane mines. You know, they just went on forever. You start your ore body, you find your veins, and your veins split, divide, and do all sorts of things, and you just keep chasing. There's no way you could actually drill them, and I suspect Guy Fawkes will be the same. So a long life project, probably as long, if not longer, than Fairbride. Dostluck, Borex Browns, you'll see from our news release, has only had limited drilling on it. And so once our contractors get down there, they'll identify the chutes and start chasing the chutes, and the future will tell us, what it's going to be. But four boreholes at quite reasonably, in fact, good intersections. You will see, of course, you will see that we've got the blanket resource and 0.77. Easy to say that's not exciting, but Zach, 0.77 is irrelevant, because drilling these things is difficult from surface. Only when you get down into the mine, make a mine of it, do selective extraction of the veins, you know, then that's when the the ore grade starts shooting up, and the Chinese are extremely good miners, very capable, cautious miners, and we'll want to maximise the grade for the minimum. So I think I read on our bulletin board, somebody tipped right on the nose. These guys don't take waste. It's a minimum amount of waste and a maximum amount of gold, and that's what the Chinese are all about. They're very, very good miners.
So the next steps here are what? Just investigate what you've got here and report back?
Well, the investigation's done, John, Zach. The estimation is done. It's now get in there, form a little adit, have a secure distance, you know, so you've got a crown pillar between surface and the first levels. Pick your level and start mining. So the question is, there's no investigation. It's get down there and get on with it, really.
Well, that sounds very, very healthy, especially if you're waiting for more developments in Extract. Colin Bird, Executive Chairman at Extract Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Jack. Thanks a lot, Zane.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.